The farm-to-table concept has found a unique home in Louisville's East Market District, in a place called Harvest Restaurant. 1 week after opening in April, the restaurant received its first 4-star review and has continued to impress patrons like Carolyn Claxton.
The food is just absolutely wonderful, just wonderful. I had a pork dish that was very special, but right now the bread pudding with the bourbon sauce is by far the best.
Harvest is the brainchild of local farmer Ivor Chodkowski. The restaurant exists with one goal: to show the community the power of locally grown foods with gourmet meals. 80% of the food served at Harvest comes from within a 100-mile radius of the city, and much of it comes from Ivor's farm in the city. The Field Day Family Farm is an 8-acre strip of land between I-64 and Oxmoor Country Club. The steady drone of the unseen highway and the skyline looming in the distance make it clear we're still well within the boundaries of Louisville Metro. But everything about the farm seems old-fashioned. It's as if we've stumbled back a few decades.
The fire and EMS people came back one time and said, you know, we don't know where you guys are. You know, like, you're not on any of our maps or anything. You know, if something were to ever happen back here, we wouldn't be able to help you, so.
Ivor says diners can be more connected with their food if they have an intimate knowledge of how it came to be. While antique machinery can be found strewn about the barn, everything on the farm is hand-picked. And in fact, there isn't much that can be mechanically picked.
Tomatoes can, but you really don't want to eat a tomato that can be mechanically picked because they're cultivated to be hard and to withstand a machine picking them.
Another tenet of the farm-to-table program is eliminating the middleman between growers and eaters. With an urban farm like Ivor's, produce is sold directly through community-supported agriculture. The CSA provides buyers with a weekly box of food for 6 months. But that's a big commitment, and many people are unaware of the benefits of programs that provide fresh foods, which is where the idea for the restaurant came from.
I think the restaurant is an easier step for people to take than it is to say, go to a farmer's market or, you know, subscribe to a CSA. I think, you know, a restaurant like this is a great way to introduce people and kind of, you know, get them interested in the food and then move into more of the politics and the, you know, the other aspects of local food.
Chris Skies is an apprentice at Field Day Family Farm and a food runner at Harvest. The walls at Harvest are lined with large black and white portraits of the farmers who supply the food. When a visitor comes in, they can see exactly who provides their food, and a map at the back of the restaurant shows exactly where it comes from. The restaurant is all about fostering an intimate relationship between farmer and consumer, something that Ivor has been doing at farmers markets for years.
And in my mind, if the restaurant, in addition to delivering great and delicious food, if it also engages more people in the discussion of the local food economy, that's fantastic.
An enhanced local food economy means more fresh food availability, which could help alleviate underserved communities and build a healthier city if the idea spreads. It's a relationship that would benefit both local farmers and consumers. And bridging that gap is the first step. Dalton Main, WFPL News.